I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. The music of Muenzo and the Shakes. To say it's pretty wild is an understatement. Part jazz, part Broadway, part funk, and elements of German cabaret. You know, it sounds crazy. But as you'll soon hear, Michael Muenzo says they aim to combine art and performance. So Michael Muenzo spoke to The World's Marco Werman recently. They talked music, art, and yep, James Brown.
Michael Muenzo joins us from New York. Your music is wonderful, and it seems to kind of follow this path that your life has traced. It's a path that kind of makes up a map of sorts of the African diaspora from Freetown in Sierra Leone, where you were born, to the colonial power London, and then to New York and the States, which obviously has its own cultural role in the music you gravitate to. How much is that kind of path, that route you've taken, how much is that on your mind during the creative process?
I think it's more in the spirit. You know, I think, you know, you are a passport of everywhere you've been. You are an identity of everywhere you've been. Every place you've lived in the world must also be part of your spirit. Not so much your mind, but your spirit and your soul. And definitely in the music you hear, and thank you for liking the music. In the music that you hear, you're exactly correct. You're hearing all of the places that my spirit dwelt. And you're hearing the experiences that one had in them, whether it is West Africa, whether it is London, whether it is now the United States. The life has been all informed by where the spirit has gone to. So you are correct.
When did music become so important in your life?
I think when we moved to London, when my mother got married and he passed away, and that was a very traumatic experience for her and me. And that was a period of time when we were separated, me and my mother. And I was living with almost, he was like a father to me, a gentleman that was my godfather, really. And he had this incredible collection of vinyl records that were all the whole span of black music, Bessie Smith, Louis Armstrong, Ray Charles. And the music just started to be to help this lonely child, you know, who's missing his mother and wishes he knew his father. You know, the music became sort of a counselor, sort of a friend. And then I just kind of developed more into it, and then allowed myself to also kind of experience myself in it by seeing them and getting to know some of them.
And that was in London when you moved there?
That was in London, yeah. 11, 12 years old, yeah.
So I know somewhere in the middle of all of this in London, you came into the orbit of Wynton Marsalis and also
yes.
James Brown. There is a video clip where you are dancing on stage at a James Brown gig. How did that happen?
James Brown, I stalked him for 3 years. Really, that's really it. You know, anything you want in life, you have to be persistent and consistent. So James Brown, I don't know what happened. Like 11 years old, he just took over my life. And then it was a tape. I was in boarding school and it just happened. And I just went crazy. And then he came. He was, you know, I saw him. He said I was cute. And then that was it. Next year he came, same thing. Nice to meet you, son. Third time I said to my mom, we're going to go to the airport and meet the band so we can get him at the sound check. Because I had to get to know him and I wanted him to see the talent I had. And it happened, you know, at the sound check, I bamboozled him and then, you know, shocked him. And then he allowed me to come on stage for the next few years.
How did you shock him? Did you just show him a few dance moves? Because in the video, you are on fire.
Well, he was at the sound check and he's playing the organ. You know, he thinks he can play organ. And then I went up to him and how I would get some of the older musicians. You start naming stuff they don't think anybody knows. So he did some albums in the 60s. One of them is called Devil's Den. So I said to him, I bet you can't remember Devil's Den. He said, what? What do you know about that? So I started to play. Then he kicked me off. He said, you don't know what you're doing, son. And then, you know, he starts conducting the band. I think he's forgotten about me. And then he points to me to do a solo. I play. He stops the band. He says, what's your name again? I said, Michael Muenzo. What'd you say his name was? I calmed down. I said, I could do the splits, too. I did 2 splits. Boom, boom. He said, what? What do you want to sing? Give it up, turn it loose. 1, 2, 3, 4. I start doing the splits, twists, singing, all kinds of stuff. He starts the band, says, you got a suit? I said, yes, sir. You're coming on stage tonight. And that was it. And then from then, he allowed me for like, till I got too tall, because, you know, he's like 5'6". So, you know, when I started getting too tall, he was like, son, it's not cute anymore. But for the, you know, for those years of knowing him and having the privilege to go on stage and witness him, you know, was I think, molded me for my adulthood, you know, for the rest of my life to get to know someone like that, you know.
And now with your band, The Shakes, you're rooted in New York City. If one can think of your work with The Shakes as kind of a distillation of everything you've done so far, describe your band in that context for us. I mean, because there's kind of a Sly and the Family Stone vibe to it.
We have free...
And that's a compliment, by the way.
No, I know it is. No, listen. Don't even stop me on Sly and the Family Stone. No, we have free values as The Shakes we try and do. We're trying to deal with one... A musical presentation that deals with the whole history of black music. Two, a spiritual message that deals with empowerment and belief. And three, a stage presentation that deals with theater and drama and vaudeville. So we're just trying to really deal with those free values of art and performance and trying to elevate them to even higher and wider kind of streams of what we have seen before. You know, we want you to be able to see Earth, Wind & Fire, James Brown, Duke Ellington, Frank Zappa, all on the same stage. You know, we want to be able to extend that trajectory of what has been done before through all of those different vehicles of presentation, whether it's vaudeville, cabaret, et cetera, but we want to add the spiritual message, which is saying, know the God and you know regrets. All these songs are about believing in yourself. And, you know, we want to be able to play in a freak, frenetic way that deals with jazz, funk, rhythm and blues, African rhythms, et cetera, et cetera.
Michael Mwenso of the group Mwenso and the Shakes, thanks so much. Great to meet you.
You're wonderful. Thank you. Oh, wow. Devil's Den.
Devil's Den.
Wow.
Our engineer, quick on the draw.
That was quick. Wow. That's deep. Thank you. Lovely to have met you.
You too, Michael. All the best.
All right, now.
Bye-bye.
Our engineer there surprising Michael Mwenso and Marco Werman with a little James Brown. Mwenso and the Shakes' new album is called Emergence.